I'm Danielle McCartan here at the Italian-American Baseball Family inaugural event. This is going to be shaping up to be a great night. I'm here with Frank Catalanato, the everyman of the MLB, and he's going to be coaching Team Italy this year, correct? Okay, so what is the importance, first of all, of this organization in spreading awareness for, you know, baseball in Italy?
Well, it's unbelievable. I mean, what they're doing here is great because over the course, you know, I've been involved with the World Baseball Classic since 2006, and I've seen over the years how baseball has grown in Italy. And to have events like this, and what this organization does, it's so instrumental in raising not only awareness but also funds to help the baseball academy over there in Italy, and I really enjoy watching it grow. And like I said, since 06, so that's, you know, over 10 years now. So I've had the pleasure of watching it grow, and the quality of baseball has gotten much better over there, and we have more kids playing over there in Italy. So I'm excited about it.
Now, you have to be excited about coaching for Team Italy, right? This is the first year coaching it, right?
Second.
Okay. So what are your expectations this year?
Well, you know what? My expectations in 2013 as a coach weren't very high, and we wound up having to play some tough teams, and we played well. We got out of our bracket and moved on. These guys are determined. They're sponges. You know, I remember when me and Mike Piazza would speak, all the Italian guys would come over and listen and try to learn. So I really feel like this team can go pretty far. We are in a tough bracket. However, I feel like that, don't count this team out, because this team is filled with a bunch of fighters.
Now, as a player and as a coach, how is the approach different to these games?
Well, I'll say this. As a coach, it's a little more relaxing. As a player, I remember, you know, there's a lot of stress involved. As a coach, it's different because it's just about getting the guys in the right mindset to play. Obviously, doing the work during, the practices and before the game, and trying to help them. But during the game, it's a little more relaxing for me, and I actually enjoy it quite a bit.
Now, if we can talk a little bit about your MLB career, you have the single-game hits record for the Blue Jays and for the Rangers. Being so successful at the plate, what was your approach?
I always just try to make contact. I looked for a pitch out over the plate and tried to drive the ball up the middle or the other way. I knew that if I got out of my approach and started to pull the ball, that I would pull off the ball and not be able to be as successful. So for me, it was always try to stay inside the ball, drive the ball the other way, put the bat on the ball, and I knew that I served my team better if I was on base and if I put the ball in play. And it seemed to work for me, and that's the way I always like to approach it.
And preparation is key, right? And you are one of the main prepared guys on the team.
Yes. I mean, I took pride in preparation. I felt like if I had an idea of what the pitcher may throw what his tendencies were, that I'd have a better chance to be successful. And I was one of the only guys on the team that would check out all the scouting reports and check out the video on the pitcher, because I felt that was very important.
Of course it is. Now, you played pretty much every position except for shortstop and center field. What was your favorite?
My favorite was second base. I mean, second base, you're involved in every single play. I mean, every time the ball's hit, you're moving. Whereas in the outfield, sometimes you can get a little bored. So second base was my favorite. It was a position where early on in my career, I played a lot of it. However, it was a little bit too much for me, because turning that double play at the major league level you had to get rid of the ball quick. Yeah. Otherwise, that guy was on you, and it was a tough position to play. I have a lot of respect for those guys that play the middle infield positions, so that's why they kind of pushed me towards the outfield, and I played mostly in left field the rest of my career.
Yeah. Now, that's got to be so advantageous to coaching, right? I mean, you know the nuances of every position, right?
Yes. I think it's definitely... It benefits me when it comes to coaching because I know many different positions, and there's a lot to be said for having a guy that has been in those positions and knows what the guys are thinking and the different types of situations that will come up. So I think as a coach, it's definitely beneficial to have played as many positions as I have.
Now, aside from the team, what was your favorite city to play in?
Ooh, tough one. You know, I love traveling. I'd have to say Chicago. Chicago was always fun for me. But also Boston was another good one. I mean, I thought the fans there in Boston were great, the people were great, but I'm going to give Chicago the nod because I loved all the restaurants and the nightlife there.
Now, I have here, which city had the best Italian food? Is it Chicago?
Yeah, I'd say Chicago.
Yeah.
You know, we went out a lot there. Even the pizza. Pizza's a lot different than New York, but I actually kind of like that deep dish pizza.
I just interviewed Joe Maddon. He said the manager of the Cubs, he said he did not like the deep dish pizza.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
I was surprised too.
I like it a lot.
Okay, so then just as a Long Island kid, coming back, finishing your career with the Mets, how important was that for you?
It was awesome. You know, it was important because I always wanted to be able to play for a New York team, sleep in my own bed, commute to work, have my family and my friends be able to watch me every night and come to the games. And it was fun. You know, I was only there for a month and a half during the season, but it was an experience that I'll never forget, and I'm so happy that I got to do that.
Now Cespedes is back on the Mets. How do you like their chances for 2017?
Oh, I think the team lines up great. I think signing him was huge.
Yeah.
I also think, you know, if we can get these pitchers healthy, because that pitching staff is unbelievable when healthy, that this team is going to be good for a long time, and especially here in the next year to 2 years.
Yeah. Now, you seem like a pretty knowledgeable man. I wanted to ask you, what are your thoughts on the All-Star game no longer determining home field for the World Series?
I think it's smart. I definitely did not like how they would just go from, you know, flip a coin. You know, 1 year it's the American League, next year it's National League. I thought that was no good. So when they did the All-Star game, I said, all right, at least there's some kind of meeting, but... Still, I didn't like it, so I think the way they're doing it now, it makes a lot more sense.
Okay, now, I'm not going to let you go off the hook just yet. You're going to have your choice of Italian song karaoke, an Italian baseball lesson, or an Italian things speed round.
Italian baseball lesson.
Okay. All right, parli italiano?
No.
Oh! Where's your family from in Italy?
Sicily.
Sicily. Have you ever been there?
Have not been to Sicily yet, but I will be going soon.
Yeah, you gotta get there. Me too, I haven't been there. All right, so, first one. Oh, the answer's already up there. First one, La Pala.
The ball.
Ball. Good. I giocatori.
I don't know.
Players. Il campo di gioco.
The field of... Dreams?
Field of play.
Oh, okay.
There you go. Almost. So, fuori campo.
All right, some kind of field. Outfield.
Close. Out of the field. Home run.
Okay.
lanciatore.
I'm going to take a stab. The umpire?
Pitcher.
Third base.
There you go.
That one's easy.
There you go. And I think there's one more. Il battitore.
The batter.
There you go. All right, one more. Interbase.
Second base?
Close. Shortstop.
Oh, in between.
There you go.
It.
All right, okay. That's it. Okay, that was great. Daniel McCartney here with Frank Catalnato, coach of the upcoming 2017 World Baseball Classic Italy team. Thank you.
Thank you.
Grazie.
So great.